Check this out.
Right about now, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Rob Bass, and in the back is my man DJ Easy Rock, and we're about to kick it off a little something like this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us today on The Check, where we're checking out what's hot
and what's not.
My name is Freddie.
And Amri. Welcome to our second episode, right?
Yes.
Second episode. We're so excited.
Yay. And our last episode, we talked a lot about venues. In this episode, we're talking about books and music.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to start off by talking about the amazing RuPaul's book, The House of Hidden Meanings. If you haven't heard about it, it is quite the hot tea spilling book that RuPaul Charles is sharing, memoir, and it has lots of philosophical sort of messages about life and about growing and learning. Mm-hmm. But it also talks about like some different things that have happened in RuPaul's life. Like when RuPaul was young, he got an Uzi and like was shooting it off in a field and got caught by his parents.
So for those who know,
RuPaul Charles is the original drag queen mother of the universe, right? RuPaul came into success in the 80s with a song called Supermodel.
I know.
And it was a big time when supermodels were fierce. Janice Dickinson is the original supermodel of the world. And RuPaul made a song called You Better Work by RuPaul, Supermodel. And from then, just continued to grow and grow. You Better Work. And had a show on VH1 after becoming so successful with his best friend, Michelle Visage.
That's really good. Yes, I remember that.
Michelle Visage is formerly from the group called... what was it? She was like in a girl group and Seduction, I think they were called or something. And then she was like one of the girls in the group. But Michelle Visage will always say she really wanted to be Madonna. That's what Michelle, her vision of herself
Vogue.
Was like Madonna. So she is now RuPaul's best friend and partner in crime. They have a lot of great projects happening. But the big talk now is the book.
Yeah, this is really interesting and a very controversial subject. Mm-hmm. It's been for many years.
Yes.
And still now you would think that that would not be an issue, but it's still something that, you know, comes loud in families and in our society.
And the book talks a lot about gender identity. It talks about drugs as a subculture within the gay community. Some of it is a little kind of alarming to hear, you know, RuPaul admitting to partying and doing a lot of drugs in his younger years, which, you know, that's what happens when you're young and out of college. You're wild and, you know, uno está viviendo una vida ahí, como decía mi abuela, una vida loca de la calle, que tú siempre estás con, you know, tú siempre estás en una fiesta. And yeah, I was in college, I was siempre estaba en una fiesta, and I hung out with RuPaul, so there you go.
So I haven't read the book, but you have, so give us a little bit of what he talks, how he grew up. What is his experience when he started, you know, coming out?
Yeah, Atlanta, California are big parts of RuPaul's journey. RuPaul came out at a very young age and moved out and went away, like most young LGBTQ people do. When you come out, you kind of go looking for your tribe. Mm-hmm. And so RuPaul went out into the world and landed in New York City. And was in many spaces. One of the things he talks about in the book is how when he met Madonna, it was not a very positive experience that he had when he met Madonna. He also was fired from a Robert Palmer video for being high on Quaaludes. So he learned a valuable lesson of not showing up to the video high on Quaaludes, which is, you know, it's controversial because people are like, well, are you supposed to be a role model? Like, what are you saying? It's almost like you're glamorizing this kind of behavior or this kind of culture.
Right. So for people to understand the transition, right, that he went through, asking you, because, you know, you can actually talk for a personal experience. Let's let people know that what we talk here is going to be what we read, the information we get outside, but it also is going to have a little bit of ourselves.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit of how, you know, how is the transition when you like he said in his book, you know, he talks a lot about transition.
He talks a lot about human evolution and how we evolve as people. And I think that in my own personal story, because I also am writing a memoir, hopefully it'll be out within the summer. I'm finishing things up in the book.
So we are writers too.
Yes,
we love books. He's about to get his first book out.
And it parallels while I'm reading, because I'm still reading the book. I'm not finished yet. And so I'm really excited about what I'm already experiencing while I'm reading. And I'm learning that we're all human and we all live lives that sometimes have different chapters, just like our books. And I think that he's done a great job by being so transparent and so vulnerable and saying, like, I've had these experiences. Even, like, you know, a lot of people think that domestic violence only exists in heterosexual relationships.
Right.
Well, it doesn't. It also exists in all relationships. It exists in families, between siblings and between parents. And, you know, so he taps onto a lot of those different topics that a lot of people... it's taboo, or people don't really want to talk about it. Yeah. And for me, domestic violence is something that's very real. Violence is something that's very real, coming from an LGBTQ/Latino perspective in a culture and a world that is very machismo and very bent on being strong and being a man. And I had to learn a lot. And you'll find that in the House of Hidden Meetings by RuPaul that there's a lot of the same conversation.
So this makes me think about another book that's called Mom and Dad, Hi, I'm Gay. It's a really book about a kid that is coming out to his mom and dad and all the process that he went through and how that affected his mental health.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to know, since you're reading the book, does he specify, talks about mental health and how that affects his life and, you know, his entourage too.
And the struggle with substance abuse, because that is a part of your mental health. If you don't have anyone to turn to or to talk to, you're going to turn to things that bring comfort or bring ease on some level. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's about the people that you're around. So if you're around people who are doing certain things and they're the people that are loving you, then you will normally end up doing the same things that they're doing, even if they're not good for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's one of the things that I've learned in my life. And while I'm reading this story, I'm learning that there are a lot of parallels to humans across the board.
Yes.
We tend to try and identify ourselves with certain boxes
circles,
right? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, we are all human and we all come from the same beautiful DNA. We all are humans. And
mi mamá decía, dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres.
Mira,
who you walk with, it can be who you become.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the bigger challenges of that is really knowing who you are and being in touch with your authentic self. That is something that I've been doing my entire life. Ever since I was a little boy, I always thought to myself, I don't want to be like anybody else. I want to be me and the best version of me. I'm also a very spiritually grounded person, so that played a big role in me really knowing who I am and knowing what I want out of life. I think that a lot of times now, and you know, como decía mi tía, pues uno no puede tapar el sol con una mano. You know, because people want to live in a fantasy. They want to live in a world of, you know, social media and creating a facade that's really ultimately not very real. And I think that one of the things that I'm learning in Hidden Meanings, the House of Hidden Meanings by RuPaul, is that RuPaul has always been a real person and has always been somebody who is ultimately trying to help change the world and make it a better place.
One day at a time.
And like she says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you gonna love somebody else?
Agree. That's why it's called Hidden Meanings? Hidden Meanings.
Check this out. So in lieu of the information that I'm gaining from RuPaul's book with regard to his philosophy and the way that he looks at life and mental health, I say that is one of the bigger criterias that the book is really tapping me into, that for me is a world issue.
We're talking about mental health. Okay.
Mental health is a world issue.
It is.
Here in the United States of America, it is definitely a national issue.
Yes.
I would say that probably a huge percentage of people who are homeless are suffering from a mental health condition.
I've always thought that mental health should be something that should be shown, how do you take care of yourself in that part in school. Since you're child. I think that's something that we should learn how to take care of ourselves, because it's really important. Mental health is actually going to help us through all of our lives, and it's actually it's going to form us.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Our life is practically, you know, by our mind. So that's something
and
really
you see a lot of that, and you see a lot of that in working with people.
Yes.
Like as a dance teacher,
yes.
There are people who are struggling, and mm-hmm. you know, there's that saying that is like you have to be kind to everyone because you don't know what their personal struggle mm-hmm. is. And, you know, that always takes me back to, you know, abuela, my grandmother, who is like the power of my life, and she would always tell me, you know, uno nunca sabe lo que están sufriendo la gente. Mm-hmm. Y uno tiene que entrar con amor.
Con amor. Si,
uno tiene que entrar with love and kindness. And because you never know what people are going through. But a lot of times, people in their mental health state, they don't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
That's very challenging. Mm-hmm. That is something that requires therapy and treatment, medication.
Yes.
You know, we're in an era now where sometimes I also feel that it's like a double-edged sword, because like some of the medication is a bit extreme from what I've seen some people who have experienced mental health, including myself.
Yeah.
I did not want to take any type of a prescription. Mm. I wanted to be more holistic.
Yes.
And find different ways of being able to tap into my mental space.
I think it's more of a taboo too.
Absolutely.
Think therapy should be now considered a tool for to be healthy, to help. But still, now in our society, they take that as like you're going crazy.
Yeah.
Like going to therapy is something wrong, and it's not.
No.
Therapy can be used for so many things. So healthy. It can actually make you better personally, in your family, in you. It's everything in your work environment.
Think about
in the dancing, how
yeah,
hard it
and
is.
Dance, and anything that has to do with like athleticism mm-hmm. or challenging the body, mind, and spirit
yes.
requires some level of mental health coordination.
Yeah.
You cannot expect for someone who is working so hard to always be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I see that a lot with athletes. I see that a lot with people who are in management positions or higher positions
yes.
in a workspace. I see it a lot within families too. And I'll be quite honest that, you know, and for a young LGBTQ person who is coming out and is not accepted by their family
right,
and is
affect.
Not accepted,
yes.
that will definitely impact their mental
mm-hmm.
health. Many times they run away from home
because
they don't feel loved and accepted.
Yes.
And then that adds to the homelessness that we started this conversation yeah. about. You know, the idea of homeless LGBTQ youth in the streets because
yeah.
their parents don't care about them. You know, RuPaul taps onto that too about being a mother, because that's what the whole idea of like being a mother is.
You're
the kids will be like, you know, the gay kids are like, oh, that's my mother. Yeah,
right.
But it's not, but it is, because
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been a mother to some. I fed
right.
them, I gave them money for clothes and
right.
helped them get to school, and you know, those are all a huge part.
And I don't want to get into politics, but I also believe that the government should support more mental health.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
That's one of our biggest issues. No tenemos un apoyo emocional,
no.
financiero y de,
no.
de nuestro gobierno que ayude a la salud mental de nuestros jóvenes. That's really important. La mayoría de nuestra juventud, they're just going, you know, to their friends instead of going to a professional to talk about
there
certain
should
issues.
Be resources. There should be resources available and accessible to
yes.
everyone to acquire and mm-hmm. be able to attain mental health
right.
services.
So,
and that is something that across the board is not. It's you see them in hospitals all the time, in emergency rooms, trying to get help, and the help is not there.
And there's help available. If you go online and search, I'm pretty sure the LBTG community
oh, yes.
has phone
oh, yes.
numbers that you can call and
many,
ask for help.
Many hotlines, many,
yes.
many spaces, LGBTQ centers.
Yes.
We need more spaces for people to feel safe and to feel that they can get the help that they need. And a lot of that is in government. Quite honestly, it
yeah.
is in government, and the government can help to play a role in providing some of those safe spaces for people to acquire services. I'll use an example. Like, there's a woman here in Central Florida. She has a shower company.
Oh, really?
And it's like a van. It's
mm-hmm.
like a big medical van. Like
mm-hmm.
if you've ever gotten like an MRI or something inside of
yes.
those medical vans.
Yeah, the X-ray vans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that she purchased this van, repurposed it, and she gives showers to the homeless.
It's amazing. It's such a good idea.
Oh, wow. She's an amazing individual. If you look it up online, you could just be like, you know, lady who gives showers to the homeless. It'll come up. Her van came to Lakeland. It goes to Orlando, Tampa.
That's a really
different
good
spaces,
idea.
And she offers them little care packages with, like, deodorant and things that will help them
stuff,
get a foot up in life, because something as simple as a shower is really important if you're trying to get a job or if you're trying to, you know, get yourself back together. So I say kudos to that, and more programs like things like that is what I'm saying. We need more of that. We need more of the philosophy of love and support, because we're in a time where, you know, the
judging is easy, especially
so
with social
easy.
Media. That's
so
the first
easy.
Thing that happens.
So easy to. But and then again, on the other side of the coin, there's like, okay, well, you know, you're homeless, you're on drugs, like you're not changing your life, you're not doing the things that you need to do in order to really elevate yourself. So that is like, again, to me, it's like the double-edged sword.
Right.
Because on one side, you have someone who really, really needs help. And then on another side, you have someone who is sort of like, just kind of like dodging the system, dodging getting the help that they need and they require. So those people are usually in and out of jail.
Yes.
Which is a problem.
They either end up in jail, that's one of the reasons too, or dead. Thank God AIDS is not as bad as it used to be back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s,
that was one
terrible.
Of our biggest problems. It was a social cause at some point.
Yes, it was. And nowadays there's so much medication and so many things that actually will keep someone very, very healthy. Mm-hmm. If anyone doesn't know about PrEP, PrEP is a very important part of the new medical industry and preventive measures for HIV and AIDS. Yeah. I doubt that in this age, many people get AIDS unless they are totally not being treated. I've known people who have lived 30, 40 years with HIV.
All their lives.
On medicine, and they're fine. Mm-hmm. But I think the age of AIDS is behind us, and we're now in a new age where we're talking about PrEP, and we're talking about staying safe and knowing your status.
Right.
I would want to know, you know, you get tested regularly, especially if you're somebody who's promiscuous and having a lot of sex.
So going back to RuPaul's book.
And she had a lot of sex. She talks about sex in the book.
She does. So. Yeah. All that transition and going back to his self-acceptance, how that happens?
Like, I think
how
that happens with trauma and pain, and you have to fall down to get back up. And a lot of that is brought up in the book. A lot of those conversations are happening. A lot of those conversations are in my book as well. Mm-hmm. My book ultimately is about dancing through fire. And I'm very inspired by RuPaul's book when I read the chapters that I've read already and see like, wow, like I don't feel so alone. I don't feel so...
He actually talks about the power of performance,
He talks about the power of performance and how that really helps to elevate his spirit and keep him in a space of continuing to achieve and acquire. Yeah. Writing album after album after album, different shows, different projects,
and
movies.
And again, we're talking about RuPaul's, but this happens to everyone. Self-acceptance is one of our biggest issues nowadays, I think. As a human being, as a young person, you're trying to get somewhere in life, and hasta que tú no te aceptes completamente, llegar ahí es un poquito más difícil, right?
Claro, eso es la pura
verdad.
Gotta
go through all that process and tough times and just challenging stuff for you to get there, right?
I think that it's a challenge nonstop. We're every day, we're facing challenges, we're facing things, and you have to be equipped to make it through. You sometimes may think that you're not going to, and I think that there's a lot of parts in the story of RuPaul that identify that as a real emotion, a real feeling, like, how am I gonna do this? How am I gonna make it? Maybe I should just give up. And that is definitely not something that RuPaul did, not something that
I mean, look at him now.
Yeah, hello.
He's one of the big artists and
billionaire.
Yes.
Billionaire. Net worth in the billions.
Yeah, that's a tip. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Get your billions.
Get your billions. Write a book. Take that as inspiration. Go with dance, sing, travel. That's your sign right there, right?
That performance, and performance is not just about being on stage.
Right.
To me, performance is about your everyday. Mm-hmm. It's like I said, step in with love. That is a performance. Sometimes you might not feel that way. But when you get to the door sometimes, like my grandmother would say to me, she may, arregate la cara.
Por más mal que te sienta.
Yes. Me haces el favor y te me arregla esa cara. And you'd be standing in the door like, okay, hello. And I call it the J-Lo face. I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
my mom used
you're going
to
pick
say,
it up.
Tú puedes sentirte como caca, pero sales hermosa a la calle. Yo, okay.
But that can also be like something that can trigger you being somebody who's always like trying to be so perfect.
Yeah.
You know, because I also came from a family that had some trauma and had some stuff. And, you know, you don't talk about what happens in the
Let's
house,
Let's not even
right?
get there.
You don't talk about those things. So you have to always put on a front.
Yeah.
And as traumatic as that could be for some people, it also is very empowering. And so, again, that double-edged sword, you have to find a way to manage that. And I learned that in therapy.
Yes.
Go
therapy
get it, therapy.
Is the best option. So, guys, make sure you read this book. RuPaul, what's the name of the book again?
The House of Hidden Meanings.
Okay, so let's read it.
If I had a fan, I would be like that. The House of Hidden Meanings.
It's for everyone, not just...
Yes, not just
people,
LGBTQ
right.
community,
everyone.
But for everyone to read and experience and understand
the
power of growth and change.
Peace and inspiration, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for watching the second episode.
Thank you for so much. And we're happy that you hung out with us here on The Check, where we're checking out what's hot.
And what's not.
Mm-hmm. So, check this out.